Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Madaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom, and we are now in Masachet Zevachim Daf Tzadi Bet Amud Aleph, about to begin our study of the 11th Perek, Dam Chatat. And just one quick word of introduction. This Perek is devoted to two adjacent psukim and the mitzvot contained therein, both of which appear in the section which we refer to as Torah HaChatat at the end of the sixth chapter of Vayikra in the beginning of Parshat Tzav. The first mitzvah is that if any Dam Chatat gets onto a garment, the garment must be cleansed. The second one is any pot in which a Chatat was cooked must be processed, and the process is either Mirika Ushtifa, which is some form of washing for metal pots, or shvira, breaking, for pottery. Let's see how these mitzvot devolve. Dam chatat shenitaz al habeged. So if dam chatat was sprayed on a beged, harizetaun kibus, has to be washed. Al bishena katum davar al menachalot, even though the context of the text is korbanot that are eaten, shenemar makom kadosh teachel, it says that in the same Perek, in the same Parsha, but nonetheless, achad nechalot v'achad ha'pnimiot, whether it is a regular chatat, which is eaten by Kohanim, or one of the inner chataot, brought, or the dam is brought inside, which are not eaten but are burned, tunot kibus. Nonetheless, if any of that blood comes on any beged of any sort, that beged must be cleansed. Shnemar Torah tachatat. What does Torah tachatat mean? Torah achat l'chol achatot. One rule for all the chataot. We've seen this invoked earlier on. Now, chatat psula. Let's say a chatat that's not supposed to go on the mizbeach, and ein damata unkibus. If the dam of that chatat psula comes on, you don't have to wash it out. Ben shatala shata kosher, ben shelo itala shata kosher. Whether this dam was ever fit, meaning you did shechita properly and did kabbalat adam properly, and then some point in there somebody had a machshav chutz dizman, for instance, and therefore it had a shata kosher, or whether it was never okay, meaning at the point of shechita it was already invalid. So let's say that we had lina that was left overnight, it was nitma afterwards, or the dam went out of the azara, it had shara kosher. As I mentioned, if at the point of shechita you had the machshava that invalidates it, then it is invalid, and it does not, in either case though, it's dam pasul, and the dam does not need kibus. Shiblu psulin et dama, or psulin did the kabbalat adam. Okay. Dam chatat shenitaz, our Mishnah. So now what we've done is we have three kinds of chataot. We have a that have blood. There's a chatat chitzona, a regular one. That was a starting point in the Mishnah. Then it was chatat plimit, which we extended the law to. And then there's chatat ta'of, which was left out. Now, e Torah achat l'chol achataot, if, as the Mishnah says, Torah tachatat means one law for all the chataot, afilu chatat ta'of nami. So it should apply even to chatat ta'of. Why does the Brayta then say, I might think that such is the case, Talmud Omar, Zot. Zot Torah Tachatat, which is an exclusive word. So Amar Shlakish, Vishim Bar Kapra, Amar Kwa, HaTishachet, because it's Makom Kadosh Tishachet, and therefore, Mishchatot HaKetuv Medaber, that entire parsha of Torah Tachatat is only talking about ones that are slaughtered, and of course, a Chatat Ta'of is not slaughtered, but rather, Malika happens to it. But we've also got a clue in our parsha that we're talking about korbanot that are eaten, which should be chatat chitzona and chatat ta'of and not pimiot. So if you're going to look at the clues in the parsha for what's being included, meaning Torah tachatat is an inclusive, zot is exclusive, so which do we include, which do we exclude? You might think you include all of the eaten korbanot, a pimiot lo. So Rabbi Rachmana Torat. The Torah expanded the Pnimiot with Torat. Iachi afilu chatat ta'of nami. If that's the case, then chatat ta'of should be included. Meid rachman azot. So the answer is there's an exclusion. So ma ra'ita, meaning why did you decide to include Pnimiot and exclude chatat ta'of? It makes sense that if you're going to extend chatat chitzona to one thing, it should be chatat primit and not chatat of. Why? Shekein behemah, they're both animals. Shechitat safon, they're both slaughtered in the north side. Kabbalat kli, they both have their dam received in a kli. V'keren, they both go on the corner of their respective mizbachot. V'etzba, both have to be done with the finger of the coin. V'chuda, the corner of the tip of the corner of the keren. The Ishim, and they also go on the fire. After all, Chatat Ta'of is none of that. None of it goes on the fire. Adrabah, Chatat Ta'of Avin L'Rabui, but Chatat Ta'of really is more alike. Shekin Chutz Kemotai, it's done on the outside. V'achila Kemotai, it's eaten like it. So the answer is Harach Mefishin. The points of comparison between a Chatat Chitzona and Chatat Pimit are far greater than the two points of comparison between a Chatat Behema and Chatat Ta'of. That's one reason why we chose that. Rav Yosef Amar Makrai is a different reason. Yochalena, meaning that b'makol kadosh yochalena, it has to be eaten in that place. It v'lo acheret, meaning only this one and not another one. And what? Which one is it? B'nechalot mi'akatuv. It's only within the context of eaten korbanot that we've excluded one, and the one we've excluded is chatat ta'of. V'lo zot lamali. If that's the case, we don't need zot. We've already got it excluded from yochalena. The answer is Elav Zot Havemena Chalana or Chedikra. If it weren't for the fact that Zot, which signals there's a miyud here somewhere, I would have thought Yochalana is just the regular language of the text. Kamashlan, that Yochalana I should now see is some sort of a miyud, and the miyud is one other that's eaten, which is Chatata Of. So we have two answers so far why Chatata Of is the one that gets cut out. Rabba Amar, we've got a third answer. Amakra Asher Yizeh, meaning that the context of our issue of kibbutz bgadim is that which is hazaah. Ba'hazaot ha-katuv medaber. Now remember, hazaot really are fundamentally inside. But that would mean that Rab is saying, really chatat primit is the focal point of our text, and we extend it to chatat chitzona, but our Mishnah, our Braita, says the exact opposite, which is that even though the text is really talking about nechalot, we extend it to the inside. The answer is the inyan mariko shtifa. That's as far as the second halacha in our perek, which is about washing out the pots, because those who are washing out pots that a chatat was cooked in. You're not going to cook a chatat primit in anything. You burn it. But as far as kibbutz goes, meaning what we're saying is that in our little parsha of chatat, it's referring sometimes to fundamentally to chatat primit, asher yizeh, about hazaah, sometimes to chatat chitzona, like merishika u'shtifa. So yachi, achar achalot v'achar primiot, the Mishnah then is written incorrectly. It shouldn't say achar achalot plus primiot, it should say achar primiot v'achar achalot imayla, it should be inverted. Not only primiot, which we know about, but also the achalot. So the answer is Tani Echad Pimiot V'Echad Nechalot. We do have a Braita that says that. So Yachi Chatata Of Nami. If that's the case, then Chatata Of should also be included. Because why not extend it from Pimit to Nechalot, all Nechalot? The answer is Meit Rachman Azot. The Torah cut it off at Zot. Yachi Tzonami Lo. So then don't do any extra. Zot should say only Pimit. Rachman Torat. And again, Umar Ra'ita. Why did you decide to include, but now it's the opposite direction. Why did you decide to include Chatat chitzona behema and not chatat ha'of. Mistava chatat behema v'leribuye, and then again, shekin behema, shekitat zafon, kabal kli, keren, etzba, chuda, v'ishim, the same list we had before. Adva chatat ha'of of the leribuye. Now we gotta find something else, which is how chatat ha'of is like chatat pimit. The answer is shekin haza'a kemota. Because after all, the chatat ha'chitzona v'behema, the word is v'natan et adam. He places the dam. He slides it down the keren. Whereas with chatat ha'of, you spritz it just like it's done inside. The answer is again, ha'chafishin, but the points of commonality between chatat pimit and chatat chitzon are far greater than the one point of commonality between chatat pimit and chatat ha'of. Okay, so now we understand why chatat ha'of is not in, and why chatat pehim achitzona and chatat pimit are. Boy Rabbi Avin, so he asked the following question. We have several questions that he asked. Chatat ha'of shichnis tamam betzav rabbi fnim. Now remember, our halacha from earlier perek, if you take dam of a korban into the, it doesn't belong inside, and you bring it inside, it's pasul. Rekiva says, all korbanot, chacham say only chatat. What if you brought chatat ta'of, which doesn't have a kli, and you brought it with the dam still hanging around its neck, meaning you did malika, and the dam is still around its neck, and you walked it in. Mahu. Savrak echli sharei tami. Do we say that its neck is like a kli sharei to another one? Ubifsil, and therefore it's pasul. Odilma ketsavar beima. Maybe its neck is like the neck of an animal. Midamam arachmana velo besara. Meaning, the only time that we say that the dam becomes pasul, if you brought it inside, is if it's in a kli. Is the savar of the bird a kli or not? We have the following halacha. If a chatata oaf, after you did malika, was still spazzing, it wasn't fully dead, went inside and then came out, ksherah. So ahichnisa, which indicates that if you actually brought it in, psula. It sounds like being in the dam in the neck, it means like an akli. But we learned the same thing with animals. If you killed an animal in the north, and before it fully died, it wandered around to the south and came back, shera. Ha-hutsia psula, indicating that if you yourself took it to the south, then nobody says if you take an animal to the south while it's dying and bring it back, it's pasul. So your inference about pnim is not true. We needed both cases to teach us that if it goes bifnim or if it goes darom, it's okay, but not that if you took it there be pasul, but rather if it went outside of its precinct, then it be pasul, even while it was mifaches. Okay. Bar Rabbi, which means you don't have a solution to this question. Bar Rabbi Avi, next question. If you have dam chatat ha'of, which has no kli, but before you did it on the Mizbeach, it fell on the ground and you picked it up in a kli, what's the story? Is it that the Torah never required a kli sharet? Therefore you collected it, it's still okay. Maybe the Torah invalidated a kli sharet. It's not that it didn't necessitate, it's pasul. Therefore you collect it, but it's pasul. So we're going to learn it from our halacha. I might have thought that dam chatata of would require a kibus. Talmud Lomar Zot. Zot cuts it out. But if you think that the Torah invalidates blood the minute it goes into a kli, if it's chatat ha'of, typically how you've still about ver kli, because after all, if you spilled it, then the minute that you're going to pick it up, it's already pasul because it's over the airspace of the kli. You can put a kli right on its neck, and it doesn't have to be coming into the kli. Okay, so it's possible that there is no avir kli here, and therefore the reason it's not ta'un kibus is because of zot. All right, Ba'amine Levi. Levi asked the following question of Rabbi Avin. Nitaz mebeged the beged mahu. What if in abak tachatata of the dime hits one beged and bounces from there to another beged? What do you say? Mi beged kama idchil the kibus. Maybe the minute it hit the first beged, it's already done pasul, and therefore anything else it's going to do is not going to cause kibus. Odumalo. Maybe we don't say like that. Amalei zusha elai. Said that's a good question, but I got a good answer. Taun kibus imon of shach. I think that in any case, it's taun kibus. Why? Eos fove kasher. If you say that collecting such dam is still kasher, meaning going on the beged doesn't make it pasul, so a kasher, it's dam kasher, and it goes to the next beged, it's also taun kibus. Taun kibus means you have to wash it. Vios fove pasul, but if you say that it's pasul, I don't Rabbi Kiva spherally. I hold that Rabbi Kiva, who says contra our Mishnah, that if you have a chatat that once had a shata kosher, but then it became pasul, meaning after shchita it had shata kosher, but before this dam fell, it became pasul, then he says that it is still ta'un kibus, and therefore this dam already had needed kibus anyways. If he didn't hold the Rabbi Kiva, you would have a good question. Okay, Ba'amine Rabbi Marcham or Rav Chista. Rabbi Marcham asked the following question. Nitaz al beged tamei mahu. It sounds like an interesting question. Let's say you have a beged that's already tamei. The dam is spritzed on it. Now here's the issue. The dam was okay, but the minute it hits the beged tamei, it's out. But the minute it hits the beged tamei, it makes the beged ta'un kibus. Or does it? Because that principle in our Mishnah is if it's a dam pasul, it doesn't make the beged need kibus. Ravuna Breda Yeshua. So his answer, his comment about this was, since Rav Merchama asked the question like that, Shmami, now we can understand that his understanding of the halacha is as follows. Haitala shata kosher nifsala in the mataun kibus. The law that even if it had shata kosher, you still don't need kibus against Rabbi Kiva, that's only if the item was pasul, and then the dam came. Avat achat lo. But perhaps if the psul came with the dam, then it wouldn't count. Odilma lo shna. Or perhaps it's all one, as long as the dam's pasul, I don't care about the sequence. And that's his question. Amrlei, so now the answer that Rav Chista gave to him was Plukta Rav Elazar Rabbanon, Alibir Rabban, Kanamakar, Dematai Tzabaye. It's kind of twisty. It's a machloket Rav Elazar Rabbanon, based on the way that Rav explained it, and then was challenged, and Rabbi fixed the Tanya. Here we go. Rav Elazar Mamechatat. Here we go to Paradumash. And Mu Mitaharin. Even though they became Tameh, they're still Mitahir. Why? What's the proof? If you have a woman who's a Nida, who's also a Tameh mate, you do Azah on her, even though the water, the minute it touches her, becomes Tameh. So Rabba says, and this is against Rabbanan. Rabbanan said that, Rabbanan disagreed. They say, Mechatat Shinit Mu'uk, don't work. But they agree that you do a need, that you do put the mechatat on a nida. So their proofs from there are different. The Amar Rabba, Rabba's comment that it was Rabbi Lazar, Shita Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Amar Rabba. Rabbi Lazar was following the Shita of his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. This is Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua. Was following the Shita of his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. Tamar Avrat Kli Agameh Makom Tameh Kenuach Tameh. If you bring a vessel over a place that's Tameh, it's as if you put it down. Where do we know that? Did none. He went Bachutz the Tanur, Visharetz the Tanur. Let's say you're standing outside of a tanur, there's a big pot, a big oven, and inside the oven there's a dead sheretz. Voshit yado l'chalon atal talagin, you've reached and got a flask from a window, v'ra'al b'tanur, and you passed it over the top of the mouth of the oven. Rabbi Kiva says tameh, because as if you put it in the oven, on top of the oven, like on, resting on the oven, where the sheretz is giving me tameh. Cham mitarin. Uvahapligir. Rabbi Kiva sara kamunach tameh. Rabbanan sabri lav kamunach tameh. That's the machloket, where there's something passing over, it's considered at rest. And so now that was Rabba's comment. The eight of Abaye's challenge was Motor Bikiva Hazar Shavir Alkalichar is Tameh Mishkamoshav Tameh Shitorat. The Rabbi Kiva agrees that if you do Hazar over a Kli that's Tameh or Mishkamoshav a Vazah that's Tameh, it's still okay. That the only things that are metameh by passing over is things that are metameh as an ol, like a zayin min hamet, or an evan menugat, a rock from a bite menugat. Otherwise, not. Which means he seems to reject this idea that Rabbi Kiva holds when you pass something over, it's as if it's touching. Something passing over is not at rest. This is the machloket. Rabbi Kiva said, we're concerned that you may put it down, therefore we say you're tameh. But we don't make such a gzera. But Rabbi Kiva agrees that when you do hazah, once it's left your hand, nothing's going to happen, therefore it's okay. And therefore, Rabbi Lazar Rabbanan, when they disagree about whether you could use mechatat that became tameh, are not following the issue of whether it's considered at rest when it goes over the head. Did it already touch the nida first, which means simultaneous tuma. How does it play out? Which, of course, then becomes an answer on Muhammad's question. That's not what they're discussing at all. So then, therefore, what are they disagreeing about? They're disagreeing about whether we apply the current Tumah and learn from the fact that earlier Tumah, meaning, Marsavar Danin, after all, you could do Mechatat on somebody who's Tameh from Tumut Mate. Therefore, their current Tumah won't get in the way. Marsavar Ein Danin, Rabbanan disagree. Rabbanan Chuli Amai Ein Danin, he says everybody agrees you don't learn from there. Hazar holds that Hazar needs a shear. And you can combine several Hazaot together to make the shear. And therefore, when you do this spritz on the Nida, so the first drop that hits her is okay, the rest is not, but you could do another one to be mitzaref. For Rabbanan Sabri, Hazayin Tzrichashir, Rabbanan say, the reason you could do the Hazah and Anida is because it doesn't need a shear. So the first drop is Matayah here, the rest we don't care about, but you cannot combine Hazaot, and therefore Hazaat Me'ah doesn't work. Okay, the end of the Mishnah was Chatat Psula. Right, does not need kibus. Tan Rabbanan, mi dama, it says Hashem is a mi dama. midam kshera v'lo midam sula, only from the dam of a kshera. Rabbi Akiva omer, haitala shata kosher v'nifsala, damata unkibus, haitala shata kosher v'nifsala, in damata unkibus. Akiva disagrees, and he says, if it ever had shata kosher, then it needs to kibus, even though now it's possible. Rabbi Shimon omer, achadze v'achadze, in damata unkibus, which is like our Mishnah. My time, Rabbi Shimon, why does Rabbi Shimon say that no matter whether it had a shata kosher or not, it doesn't need kibus? So, k'tiv ota u'k'tiv midama. Why? Chad la'echad ayital shana kosher, v'chad la'echad lo ayital shana kosher. He has two words that eliminate and say only it, meaning a kosher chatat, and only its dam, meaning even if it was kosher once, but now at this point the dam is pasul, then it doesn't require. Rekiva says, ota prat l'truma. He says the ota is there to say that this does not affect truma, it's only from kodshim. He says the ota is not in the context of dam, but rather in the context of washing out the pots, the other mitzvah, and that does not apply to truma. Rabbi Shimon says it doesn't even apply to kochim kalim, so I don't need a pasuk to say it doesn't apply to truma, and therefore that pasuk is there to say it does not apply to kochim even if they had a shat kosher. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the next Mishnah, which is really the beginning of Mishnah Gimel, in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.